All right, we're here at the Microsoft booth, and I'm talking to Soren. He's going to show us some of the new hardware that's out this year. So what do we have here?
Hi there. As you saw Steve show a little bit about yesterday, we have a very, very strong lineup of new hardware that's coming out.
A lot of different types of hardware this year. There's portable and robust machines.
Yes. I'll show you a few examples. There is, like, in the thin and light, you got things like Sony Vario X. You got things like the Dell Adamo XPS, where you see that they've built the keyboard straight into it. You see how thin it is. Once you graze your finger across the top, keyboard comes out, and you're fully ready to go. And it's a full Windows experience. You see how fast it boots up. It is a great example of an ultra thin and light computing experience. You got things like the Dell Inspiron Sino. You can stick right behind your TV.
Yeah.
Empower your TV with the full capability of a Windows PC.
Yeah.
Some of the other stuff we have is multi-touch. Like the Tri-Gem up here that has a second screen on it that you can actually swirl 180 degrees. It has full multi-touch capabilities. As you see, it has the second screen on the top that you can either tilt down or you can swirl it around. And it really supports, first of all, with the multi-touch, the touch scenarios, and with the screen, it also supports, you can see, rich collaboration scenarios where you can be collaborating with a coworker, you can make a presentation to a customer or a colleague. But as you see, you can use it as an extended screen, as a second screen, and have, you know, some entertainment running there while you're being productive on the big screen.
Yeah, play some videos while you're working.
Exactly.
And that folds down into the back of the machine when
you are using it. Yes, it does. It folds down to the back this way. Or you can swirl it around like that.
Protect the screen. Nice.
Exactly.
I like that.
You got things like Nokia is coming out with a high-powered notebook with a 12-hour battery time. So really supporting full mobility, and you're not tied down by having your power cord, having to have your power cord around all the time.
And probably one of the things I noticed this year is a lot of these machines have 3G built in, like this Nokia.
Yes, exactly. So this has 3G built in, as does a couple of the a range of other ones.
Yeah.
One of the things you saw Steve talk about was slates, which is another example of how Windows Experience is evolving into kind of new categories, and it just supports, you could say, other Windows Experiences and richer Windows Experiences, and really is about taking your media on the go. It really supports rich entertainment experiences, browsing experiences, social media experiences. As Steve said, it's almost as portable as a phone, but it has a full capability of a PC.
Yeah.
So it doesn't it doesn't replace like traditional PCs. It's more of a question of both and you will have devices that just supports the different things you want to do at different times. Mm-hmm. Other examples are the multi-touch machines. We got the HP multi-touch. You got a Mediamark multi-touch over here. All-in-ones. And some are with touch and some are not. And the all-in-ones just support, as we also talked about, it is a fully powered desktop machine. Everything is just built in, and it supports whether you want it in your living room or your kitchen.
Yeah.
Exactly, right? Here's another example of the ultra-mobile computing experience. This is a very small and portable device from Fujitsu. It's a Lifebook UH900. It has a 5.4-inch screen. It is touch. It has a built-in mouse over here, as well as a full capable keyboard. So, as I said, it really is a device that supports a very rich mobile experience.
Yeah, it's very small. You can fit it into a jacket pocket.
You can fit it right into a jacket pocket and take it wherever you want to go.
Very cool. All right, so now we're upstairs in the Microsoft booth, and we've got a couple other machines that we wanted to show you up here. And this is one of the more interesting ones. Tell us about this.
This is a very interesting one. This is from Onkyo Corporation, and it really is a great example of how hardware is evolving. As you see here, it is a traditional netbook. The unique thing about this is it actually has a dual screen built right in. So you can pull it out. You can have your dual screen. Fully supports any productivity or entertainment scenario you can think of with dual screens, which most of us enjoy.
That's very cool.
Yep, that is very cool indeed.
So now we're looking at some of the more portable devices, and there's some really cool devices here this year. Show us what we've got here.
Here's a little lineup of how the slate category is evolving. as you see, you got everything from like the smaller screen.
That is like the size of a phone too. That's incredible.
That is the size of a phone, as Steve said yesterday. A big phone. They're almost as portable as phones, but they have full capability of a high-powered PC. So we're moving from like smaller screens, medium screens, to the larger screen over here with the Pegatron unit that you saw in the keynote yesterday. And they all, you know, support the scenarios around, you know, mobility of you know, reading on your computer, mobility of your entertainment, of your web experiences, etc. As you see, they're very innovative in the way that they are building the devices. This one has a built-in keyboard that is...
I love the hardware button for the keyboard.
It's nice. Very cool. So by the touch of a button, you have the keyboard coming up, and it's made for typing with two thumbs.
Yeah.
Which is very useful on a device like this.
And I notice it's got its own custom background. It's like a utility in itself.
Yes, it does. They've built in their own user experience into the UI.
Nice. And the Arcos tablet here.
The Arcos is another example of how the Slate category is evolving.
Yeah, it's playing 720p video.
It is.
That's pretty nice. All right, and so we're looking at the Pegatron. And tell us a little bit more about this one.
Exactly. This is the Slate that one of the Slates that Steve Ballmer showed yesterday in the keynote. As you see, it has an 11.6 inch screen. So it's one of the bigger Slates.
It's multi-touch.
It's multi-touch. It really supports both the reading scenarios, the mobile, internet, mobile entertainment. It has two USB ports, an audio jack, so it supports the full Windows PC experience.
Yeah, I like the forward-facing webcam. You can do some video conference with it.
You can do it. It supports the full social media experience on the go.
So tell us about this hot rod. What are we looking at here?
So this really is an example of how the computing experience is evolving also into the TV space.
Yeah.
This is a 52-inch TV. However, it has a built-in computer into it. So you're seeing some units that it has, small box devices that you can attach to TVs and have them sit behind. This actually has a full capable computer, Windows computer built right into it.
Yeah.
It comes with a wireless keyboard. It has the traditional remote control that you would know from your normal TV.
Yeah.
However, it has a fully capable Windows 7 PC built right into it.
And so you can just jump right into Media Center and
you can
go.
Jump right into Media Center. You can do whatever you would want to do with your fully powered PC right in your living room on your 52-inch TV.
Nice.